that new four lane that is to come down behind the school, like, and linking on then to the link, the end of Monaghan, linking on to the bridge. That four lane road will certainly create a safe environment for children and parents bringing their children to school. There's no doubt about that, because the existing M13 below the school will be closed off, and there will be a facility for parents to park their cars off the route altogether. So look at that's a big plus on that particular route.
And another positive of that route is also the fact that it will really take the pressure off the Dry Arch roundabout, so it will.
It will indeed, yeah, because that route, there will be another roundabout just before you come to the Dry Arch on the dual carriageway, to accommodate the Bonagy link. So that certainly will take the pressure off the Dry Arch. Yeah, no doubt about that. Yeah.
I suppose, looking at this overall, are you feeling optimistic about the developments, or is there anything maybe that you're feeling a bit weary or nervous of?
Well, listen, look, it's a huge, it's a huge project. But like one of the maps that we were shown in the presentation in the council chamber, showing, and it's a well-known fact, like, you know, that all the motorways and all the major roads are in a line from Galway to Dublin, south of that. And the only major road going north of that is the M1 going to Belfast. So, look, you know, the fact that we are so dependent and almost solely dependent on road transport, like, it's a total necessity, like, you know. And when some people would say it's going to be a very costly project. Well, like, in terms of road building, this is badly needed. And you did refer to the Manor roundabout to Lifford. That's a 18, almost 18 kilometer stretch. And like, I have raised on numerous occasions areas along that road, in particular Carrick Ballydewey, Mon Dewey and Ballyholy, where there have been numerous accidents over the years. And actually they seem to become more frequently, and especially where heavy vehicles, going off the road there. And it'll certainly be a big help for that. But look, you know, the projected cost of it, you know, is 915 million, or 915,000, 915 million, sorry, which is near a billion. So it is a big project, but it is a necessary project.
So looking at that stretch, Councillor Coyle, there's going to be a lot of land that needs to be purchased, and homes are also on the path. So what are we looking at in terms of that?
Well, look at overall on the scheme, there's 1,470 acres of land needs to be acquired for the whole scheme, and on the Section 1, there's 173 landowners. In Section 2, 167 landowners. And Section 3, 135 landowners. So, look, then the residential properties, then there's 17 on Section 1, 7 on Section 2, and 10 on Section 3. So that's 34 residential properties that have to be demolished. So, look, you know, people, the landowners have been waiting now up to 8 years, and their land is landlocked. So I'm sure they'll be glad to see that the scheme is progressing to the next stage of CPO. And the residents who have been waiting almost 8 years, knowing that their houses are to be demolished, will be glad to know that the scheme is progressing now to CPOs.